Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 11th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I'm still thinking about going to bed last night early and not seeing the end of that Bears game. But I had to do it. I had to do it. Otherwise, we'd be no energy this morning, and chances are they would have lost.
Why do you say that? Why do you say
because
that
I'm
lost?
A Chicago fan, and I have watched this my entire life.
You're a lot of Chicago fans.
Man, let me tell you how it works here. Let me tell you how it works here. See, you didn't have no baseball team down here when you were growing up that broke your heart on a regular basis, that were eliminated by 4th of July. So you didn't, like, hang your hat when they had good seasons until the last pitch happened. And until that happened, you had 1989 again and things like that where the ball's going under Leon Durham's glove and black cats are going out there in front of Ron Santo and don't get me started. So I just didn't feel like Caleb was there yet. I feel like he's there. He's better than last year, and Ben Johnson's turned this thing around. But Packers, they've had their heart broken. Jordan Love's been there. He's tasted defeat. He's had that nasty taste, so he knows how to get past that. And Caleb hasn't had that yet, so I thought, no, this is Jordan's time. I hate it, but it's going to be his time. And I go to bed, and next thing you know, somebody makes a deal with the devil, and the Bears win. So
there you have it.
Hey, and sausage and bratwurst for everybody there. Let's welcome Tim Scarborough on here. Tim, good morning. Going to talk some college basketball with him. I was going to mention something before that, but you got me thinking about these Bears, and so I'll have to save that little note. Oh, our stat of the week, I'm going to tell again before the casting call.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Good morning, Tim Scarborough. How are you, sir? How was your week?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Yes.
You know, I stayed up for you, Greg, watching that.
Thank Bears you.
Game. So, maybe I was the reason they came back and won.
Well, my wife will say it's her because her team's got eliminated. So, and earlier that night, she was in a bad mood. Michigan lost, too. Which leads us into talking to Mr. Scarborough because that Michigan team was undefeated going into a matchup last night in college basketball, and yet, something happened. You know,
so improbable. You know, you think about Michigan has been blowing people away. They haven't just been winning; they've been winning with ease. Mm-hmm. And then they get a unranked Wisconsin team that comes in and absolutely blazes them from downtown, and they lose. And that's as John Rothstein says, that's not anarchy, that's college basketball.
Isn't it, though?
And that's just how it is, man. I mean, on a given day, much like the NFL, in these bigger conferences, some of those lower teams can bubble up and win. Now, I am surprised that game took place in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Michigan is lights out in Ann Arbor, but wow. I watched most of that game because Bill Raftery was on the call, one of my favorite, actually my favorite color announcer other than myself. And Raftery was on point, and Robbie Humble, my buddy, was also an analyst on that game. So I was watching it, and I just kept waiting for Wisconsin to miss a shot, and they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They just wouldn't miss. So that happens. You know, they scored 91 points. You scored 91 points, you can beat almost anybody.
But isn't that so Wisconsin? Sam, too. You think about their football program. Every year it seems like, and this is going back for decades, Wisconsin will make some noise for about 3 or 4 games in a row, and you think, oh, they're going to emerge. They're going to make some noise in the Big Ten. And then they always just peter out there toward the end. And they have games
very
like
true.
This.
Very true.
They have games like this.
And it's the same. They might do that again on basketball side. But, you know, they have an older team, though. I mean, I'm watching that game, and I watched Nick Boyd come out there. I'm like, Nick Boyd? That name sounds familiar. I was like, geez, I did his games at FAU 4 years ago. He's in his 6th season of college basketball, and he's played every year. It's just, I don't understand how these people are eligible to play when they're 25, 26 years old, and they've already played a full career at one school. And by the way, he played at San Diego last year, so that was his 5th year. And now he gets a full year at Wisconsin. So when you have older players, man, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter the pedigree or the background or the accolades or anything like that. A grown man playing basketball against younger players is usually going to win.
It's a Big Ten thing, Sam, because that Hunter Dickinson did that thing too at Michigan. He went to Kansas after that.
Yeah, he played 9 years at Michigan, 12 at Kansas.
And qualified for the pension plan. Folks, we're spending time on waitfor.com hotline this morning with Tim Scarborough talking college basketball. He is social. You can always find him at Tim Scar 20 at Tim Scott 20. Closer to home, you had a chance to see one of our area teams this week. I think you saw Kennesaw State this week, didn't you? Were they at Liberty?
I did, yeah. I went out there to watch them.
Thoughts about them? I mean, they had Liberty recently. They got a big win at, last night over Jacksonville State, and how this team's progressing.
Yeah, you know, I really believe they're going to compete for a championship in Conference USA. And I said that before the season started, and then they proceeded to go 0-3. Now, all three of those games were on the road. The schedule makers did not treat them kindly in the beginning. But the good news and the rainbow, the silver lining in this cloud is that they get three home games to close the season. But, you know, they went up to Lynchburg, played Liberty really tough, just couldn't come up with the win. But I thought Wednesday night versus an undefeated Missouri State team, coached by Quanzo Martin, you guys should remember him from Tennessee and Missouri.
Right.
He's the Missouri State coach now. Missouri State's a really good team, and Kennesaw just put it on them. And Missouri State kept coming back, but they couldn't stop Kennesaw at the end. You know, they tried to go to a 1-3-1 to eliminate some of the dribble penetration, but Simeon Cotto was big. And ironically for him, he scored his 1,500th point, but he snapped his three-point make streak. He didn't make a three-pointer that night, but he was very good off the dribble and delivering the package. I mean, he had 9 assists. Really good team. I like this Kennesaw State team. And then beating Jacksonville State, another really, in my opinion, a top-tier Conference USA team, winning those two home games was big for them. And I hope Coach Pettway and his group start to get it going in the right direction.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is Tim Scarborough talking college basketball with us on this Sunday morning. The world of sports, Sam, is just it's crazy right now. I'm going to ask Tim a question about a perennial college basketball power around here, and I don't know where they are, but yet we've been talking about their football team, and that's with Georgia Tech. And when they're going to, you know, he feels like they may turn things around. We got Georgia ranked in the top 20, but I would like to see two local teams in the top 20. It's kind of nice to have that. But my thing is this year, what are we talking about with Indiana? We ain't talking about basketball. We're talking about their football. What are we talking this year about Duke? Now, we're actually talking about both when it comes to them. But yep. I'm just saying the changing landscape of college sports. Have you noticed that when you talk about college basketball right now and how much you find yourself, well, I was just talking about their football team not long ago.
I mean, it's really like when the biggest glaring one to me is the school in Tennessee, Vanderbilt. I mean, they were good in football, which they never are. And now here they are sitting in. See, they're in the top 10 in basketball. I'm like, what is going on?
Men and women.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Man, they're smarter than everybody.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and the kids that don't aren't on scholarship, they're paying $80,000 a year to go to school. I'm like, what are we doing? But, it's just a topsy-turvy world. You look at IU football being what they are. And honestly, you know, some of that is the coaching. You know, Kirk Cignetti at IU in football is doing what some of these other guys in basketball are doing. I mean, Mark Byington at Vanderbilt, he paid his dues. I met him and worked his games when he was at Georgia Southern. And he had them kind of going in the right direction before he left to take a bigger job. He ended up at JMU, ironically, the same school that Kirk Cignetti comes from IU football. But, yeah, I mean, maybe JMU is the pipeline to get yourself an unknown coach that can take you far. But Fred Hoiberg is doing a tremendous job at Nebraska. I like Ben McCollum at Iowa State. Iowa State is 16-0. So we're talking about teams that we're not typically talking about. You know, obviously Duke is still very good with the Boozer Twins. But, you know, where is, you know, I don't know, Texas and Baylor and, you know, we're not talking about these teams. We're talking about Nebraska and Vanderbilt. It's just and Iowa State. This is a very unique year of sports. Maybe that's the trend going forward with the NIL and everybody being able to compete, if you have money, being able to compete on a more level playing field. Maybe you're going to start to see Georgia and football and Alabama football and North Carolina basketball kind of resetting back to the mean.
I don't know. We'll watch and see what happens with that. That's something to watch for sure. Right now, Georgia's is doing well with their basketball right now. except they go down to Florida and they lose to Florida. Florida kind of reminds people who they are, although they're not ranked right now. Tell us about a program like that, though. And what do you see for them as they get further into their conference? Do you see them being a team that's going to rise? Because you talk about who's up at the top in the SEC now, but you got to remember who they're looking up at. Tennessee is ranked, but they're down lower than we usually see Tennessee at this time in the season.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC, if you remember, I lament this as a mid-major guy, 14 of the 16 teams made it to the NCAA tournament. You know, I tongue-in-cheek said they might as well just put the last two in, right? But, no, this year I don't see that many SEC teams getting in. And, you know, Georgia being, you know, ranked in the top 20, you know, 18 right now, I mean, that's pretty good. I love that Mike White is getting them going forward. Georgia has been long overdue in basketball to start competing near or at the top of the SEC. Obviously, in my opinion, the best basketball conference in the nation. The statistics don't bear that out, but I mean, I'm looking at a conference summary now. They have the Big 12 at the top, and then the Big 10 is three. Surprisingly, the West Coast Conference is two with Gonzaga and St. Mary's. So I kind of dismissed this because I don't think the West Coast Conference is that good. But at any rate, the SEC, Georgia being competing and, you know, 14-2, 10-0 at home. That's big. That's a lot of damn home games, though, guys.
Sorry. It is, right?
Yeah, on the Sunday morning. But, you know, so you get some of that benefit as being a bigger school. But they're taking care of business. So, yeah, Georgia is firmly into the NCAA tournament. I feel, they'd have to really, really fall off. I'm surprised Auburn is competing with Bruce Pearl's son coaching the team. Remember, Bruce Pearl walked away.
Right.
Well, Auburn, 10-6, hanging in there right now. So Kentucky is down. Arkansas, Kentucky's former coach, John Calipari, he's starting to get them going. So it's going to be good. And you mentioned Florida beating Georgia. That was big. Florida had won two big games this week. They beat Tennessee yesterday. So watch out for Ty Golden's team. I know they lost a lot, lost three basically NBA players, but they still got enough in the tank to compete in the SEC.
Tim, it is your time of year, buddy, so we will be talking to you next week. Enjoy the NFL action today along with whatever college games you watch. And thank you, as always, man, for getting up and joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I hear the Super Bowl champions are playing this afternoon. So
Don't do it. See, I was nice. Wasn't I nice this whole visit? I was very cordial. I didn't take a shot at him at all.
He can't help himself, man. He can't.
You got to do it. I got to do it.
Richard's that woman from Texas. He can't help himself.
He can't help it.
All right, man. Listen, have yourself a big day. We'll talk to you soon, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes, sir. All right, fellas.
All right, there you go. Tim Scarborough.